Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. Today we are thinking about Friends of Jesus, and the talk is by Edward Hoskins, Methodist lay reader. Our reading this week is taken from John 15, verses 13 to 17. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
Our reading this morning is from John's Gospel, and it comes just after the passage where Jesus talks about the vine and the branches. The vine is pruned so it will bear much fruit, and that we will bear fruit if we remain in him. And he goes on to say, as the Father has loved me, so I loved you. So this reading is from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 13 to 17. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. What great weather we're having. I hope you're appreciating the weather. Perhaps if you're gardeners, you're hoping for a bit of rain. But nonetheless, we like to have the sunshine. And I wonder if you've been having a day out with friends. So we're going to start to think about where would you go out with friends. You know, and it might be something you've been doing on these nice sunny days. It might be something you're looking forward to doing. But just some sort of pictures coming up to perhaps to think, you know, whether you're interested in history, you know, stately homes, whether it's gardens, whether it's more activities, you know, going to some sort of fun fair. Anyway, you have your own ideas, I expect, as the sort of things you like to do with friends. So the question we really want to ask, though, is if you could have a day out with Jesus, where would you go? And perhaps more importantly, what would you do? Would you take him to a fun fair? Would you take him to a park? Anyway, so at the ends of your rows, there are pencils. I'm looking for Rachel. She said there'd be some paper at some stage coming round. The paper's coming round, so some of the youngsters are bringing paper to you. So answers on post-it notes, please. Now, think of this as a day out from here. So we're not going to start sort of jetting off to other parts of the world, but if Jesus was here in Taunton, where would you go? And it doesn't need to be actually in the town, but you're in this local area. It's a day out. It's not a holiday. It's just a one day. Have a little think about what you would like to do, where you would like to go. You know, would this be something where you would want to take Jesus to enjoy some spectacular scenery, or would it more be a quiet chat in a coffee shop? That's the sort of thing we'd like you to think about writing down. Now, what I would say is don't overthink it. If you overthink it too much, you'll be thinking, oh, Jesus knows everything. Jesus was with the Father in creation, and he knows all the beautiful countryside's like. But think of it more about what you would like to share with Jesus. You share your enjoyment of the countryside. Or I would actually say you might be thinking of things you'd like to show Jesus that aren't right in the world. You know, maybe somewhere in Taunton you'll take him where you think, well, actually, Jesus needs to know about our concerns for the homeless or whatever. So you'll probably all have different ideas. I'm really just sort of waffling now while the things are coming out to you, perhaps prompting you to think about. I'm going to give you a little bit of time to think about and discuss it with each other. Don't be afraid of discussing it with the people around you, and perhaps compare ideas. And then when I've finished talking, I don't mean on this slide, I mean after several slides, again, Rachel will perhaps summarize this and tell us some of your interesting answers. I can see most of the notes have come round, and it's giving you time to think perhaps now as to whether you want to write something down and share that with us all later. And if you don't feel like writing it down on a note, it's still a good question to think about. You know, it's still a challenge, perhaps, to think if Jesus was here now in person, you could shake him by the hand and say, come with me, you know, where shall we go? Do you need a bit more time? Or I think most of you look as if you're looking up again. You're looking at me expecting me to say something else. So equally, the notes will be collected. Again, the youngsters will come around with the notes. You've still got a few more minutes if you like, and you can carry on writing while I'm talking. Don't feel you have to sort of stop just because I'm talking. So we're thinking about aspects of friendship. And Fabian with the children, with his pot of ingredients, this is what the youngsters have been looking at over the past, how many weeks are there? 8 weeks, are they? Something like that. 7 or 8 weeks. And you'll recognize some of those stories, hopefully. I'm not going to go through those. If you don't recognize those stories, homework for you. If you've been going to some of the home groups, some of those characters have been coming up. And I'm not going to go exactly through who all they are, but you may know of Mary and Martha and Zacchaeus. And Susanna and Joanna was a bit of a challenge to me. I had to think, well, who are they? And I'm not going to tell you. Again, if you're interested, you can look it up. But they all had different, they all expressed different aspects of friendship. Whether it was being a host, opening up their home to Jesus, whether it was supporting Jesus, whether it was showing love. So again, that's just there as a list of aspects of friendship. But I'm going to put up another list for you now. Are you a good friend? In the earthly sense, to your earthly friends, I'm meaning. You may be sitting next to a friend, and you might want to ask them, am I a good listener? Depends on whether that's your life partner or not, perhaps. But those things, you might, on each of those, I'm not asking you to really score yourself in any sort of serious way, but just have a think about it as to whether you're a good listener or supportive or loyal. Whether that's what you expect from friendship, whether perhaps you expect that from others but aren't very good at receiving it yourself. There's various aspects there that are about communication, keeping in touch. To be a good listener, you've got to be with someone. Not necessarily physically. You can be on the end of a phone or the end of a WhatsApp, but you've still got to be able to understand it's a two-way thing. Again, being sympathetic. You need to be understanding of what people are thinking. Empathy. Empathy is a great word. Understanding of other people's feelings. That if you know someone well, if you've got empathy for them, you know when they're feeling sorry or when they're feeling happy. You can almost sense their emotions and perhaps have the ability to know what they're thinking. And that's what is often required in friendship, that you can be quite close to someone, alongside someone. Again, not necessarily physically, you can be on the end of a telephone line, but it does require communication. But sometimes that communication can be silent. You can sit next to someone and hold their hand, and that can be empathetic, because you know that they need you to just show some comfort and concern for them. But again, it's a communication. So if you've thought about those, then think about what do you get from friendship? What do you receive? What do you appreciate from your friends? Are they good listeners? And that's why you tell them your worries and your concerns. Are they empathetic? Do they understand, you know, what your worries and concerns are? But also think about what do you give? Now, I've deliberately shown those two arrows as different sizes because it doesn't have to be equal. I think it has to be two-way, but depending on the particular friends you're thinking about, it may not always be an equal sharing, an equal supporting of each other. Not necessarily equal, but two-way. I think a friendship has to be two-way. It can't all be one-way. It has to be reciprocal in some sense. Later on in this service, we're going to sing, you know this well, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. So we'll sing that later. I'm not going to sing it all now. I'm not even going to read this hymn. You'll recognize some of those words, but about all our sins and griefs we bear, everything we carry to God, what needless pain we bear because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Later on, other verses say things like, can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? So we've got here very much a sense of We are sharing our sorrows. We are sharing our burdens. We are looking to be enfolded in God's love. But my question at the bottom there is, doesn't this strike you as all a bit one-sided? It's all a bit expecting from God. What a friend we have in Jesus, great. But is it all too one-sided? Do we just expect Jesus to listen to us? Expect Jesus to listen to our concerns and our worries? You know, we do have a prayer list that is endless, that we pray to him and it's all ask, ask, ask. We're looking for peace and comfort. We're looking to be shielded from our burdens or whatever. Is it all one way? And what I've just said on the previous slide earlier is about it needs to be a two-way friendship. Is this what we expect of Jesus, of our relationship with God, that it's a one-way thing, that we look to God to help us? So how can we be a good friend? Jesus says, "You are my friends if you do as I command." We have that on a reading. It's a big if you like. It's one of those ifs that we get in Bibles. If you do as I command, then I'll be your friend. I'm not sure it's meant to be quite that strong, that I'll only be a friend if you do as I command, but you'll be a better friend. You'll be a good friend of Jesus if you do as he commands. And you may be thinking, well, what does he command? Well, we're back to this again, aren't we? In terms of that two-way thing, that he will share our burdens, but we need to do as he commands. And you think, well, how do we know? Well, of course, you know, we've all got, hopefully, access to a Bible. There's lots of teachings in there of Jesus in the Gospels. And if we think of Jesus, if you broaden it to God, you know, Jesus being God, part of the Trinity, you know, all the message from God in here. We've got plenty of information to understand the commands in terms of loving God and loving your neighbor, in following Jesus' teaching, living a life of faith, of compassion and kindness, striving to be like Jesus. Again, the example being given in the Bible of how Jesus was. Having humility, striving for justice, seeking the kingdom of God. Now, some of these terms you might think, well, I don't really understand. You know, what does it mean to seek the kingdom of God? The idea of the kingdom of God, that we live in God's kingdom, obeying his rules, striving for, say, justice and keeping the world or trying to make the world a better place where things are fair for people, that we love each other, that we serve. And if you think back to that list of the friends of Jesus in the ingredients example I gave you, there was Martha and Mary. Giving time was the example there. There's the hospitality of Zacchaeus. And come back to Susanna and Joanna. It says they supported Jesus. So in terms of being a friend of Jesus, not all one way, how can we be a good friend to Jesus? By supporting him in his continued ministry. If you think of his ministry in the Gospels, how do we support Jesus by continuing his ministry, being a good friend to Jesus by doing what he expects from us? And although he might not be physically present where we can hold his hand, as I said earlier, in thinking of where we take him out for the day, we can nonetheless spend time with Jesus. And so are we empathetic to Jesus? Do we have a sense of what Jesus would wish for the world? Are we a good listener? Do we put aside time to listen to Jesus such that our prayers aren't all ask, 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 but our prayers are also, let me know, Jesus, how should I respond to your love? How should I share your love with others? Get a sense of what Jesus expects. Be loyal to his teaching. So what a friend we have in Jesus. What a wonderful hymn, we'll sing it later. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. But don't just limit your friendship to a day out. Now, we start off saying a day out, you know, have the opportunity to spend a day out with Jesus. Some possibly have the attitude of, oh, we come to see Jesus in church on a Sunday, once a day. Hopefully, Jesus means more to you than that. But don't limit it to a day out. Spend time with Jesus to be a good friend, to listen. Spend time in prayer, that communication. And again, you might be saying, well, I find that difficult because he's not physical. But it's a sense of spending time and letting Jesus speak to your inner spirit, your soul, the Holy Spirit within you. communicate, spend time, listen, and then you will bear fruit. And by bearing fruit, as it said in that lesson we had earlier, in bearing fruit, you will be a good friend to Jesus, because that's what he wants for us, to bear the fruit of his continued mission here in this place. So again, what a privilege. The hymn really is a hymn about prayer. It's not so much a hymn about friendship, it's a hymn about prayer, but prayer is communication. And hopefully, as I've sort of expressed a number of times, a lot of friendship depends on good communication. And such it is that we have to have good prayer and communication with Jesus. So where are we up to, Rachel? I'm looking for her somewhere. She was going to give a little bit of a feedback, hopefully, from your post-it notes. Here she comes. So this is just by way of, again, thinking of the things we'd want to share with Jesus, possibly, the sort of things we'd like to do with him if he was physically here. But again, don't limit it. Don't limit our friendship to thinking of wishing for a physical friendship, but believe that he's with us all the time. The best possible friend, available 24/7. So here we go. Some of the youngsters are bringing up a board, which hopefully they put post-its on of the sort of types of places and things that you have suggested. Shall I hold that for you? I don't know whether I can... Ooh, God, it's lighter than I thought. Huh. It's very light, isn't it? Do we have a microphone here? Oh, here you go. Perhaps Fabian. Well, perhaps Fabian could come and read some of these. Oh, there, sorry, it's there. So here we have, well, on this side, let me hold this up here. Oh, that one's a heavy one. Ooh, that's going to tax me. A heavy one on one side and a light one on the other. You have that one? So here we have a map, and it has things like, first one I noticed is food bank. So I said earlier about not necessarily just going to its places for enjoying the scenery, but food bank to express our concerns for those who have less than we have. I'd like to spend the day with Jesus at a cafe. We're going to think that's nice. We go to cafes with friends to discuss things, to understand, learn more about each other. It's quite heavy, isn't it? This one's really light. I think rather than go through too many of these, it'll be on the easel at the end. There, thank you. And a few others here, and someone quite sensibly said church. Well, again, don't limit Jesus to church, but it would be good to bring Jesus to church and get a sense of the whole aspect of what we're doing in his name. Someone wants to go to Knight's Hayes. Well, that's nice to see the beauty of that place. Cricket, someone's got down. That's nice. Yeah, express. Anyway, I'm not reading. Oh, to Dawlish Warren, a walk at Dawlish Beach. So it's a whole load of things. You might find it interesting to read them. And again, I'm not going to say too much more there. And these are the sort of things you would do. So it's much the same. We'd go for a picnic, read the Bible and sing hymns. Wouldn't that be great to do it with him holding his hand or seeing him face to face? Go to the beach and paddle in the water. So there we go. Whole load of things. We'll put those at the back of the church later. And I think I'm now handing back to Fabian, I think. Cheers. Thank you.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.